pieces and damaged Gere's appeal. Stung by Eisner's tone, Katzenberg angrily pointed out that Disney didn't have enough films in development that were coming together in time to meet its release schedule. "If I have to say yes to this movie because we need a movie, then fine," Eisner replied. "But this movie is going to be a bomb. It's a failure before I've even seen it." Then Eisner got up and walked out, leaving Katzenberg fuming and everyone else in the meeting speechless. Just as Eisner had broken the budget mold at Paramount with Raiders, he was occasionally willing to gamble on a major event picture. Dick Tracy, an elaborate take on the famed cartoon strip, starring and directed by A-list talent Warren Beatty, rapidly soared above its $23 million budget and commanded a disproportionate amount of the time and attention of Disney studio executives, especially Katzenberg. Beatty was indecisive, a perfectionist, and insisted on numerous takes of scenes. Notoriously promiscuous, Beatty was having an affair with his co-star Madonna, even while arranging afternoon trysts on the set with other women. Though charming, Beatty consumed vast amounts of Katzenberg's time. He had to spend an inordinate amount of time on the set and had dinner with Beatty every night, either at the studio or at Hamburger Hamlet in West Hollywood. Dick Tracy eventually cost $47 million, which would have been far higher if Katzenberg hadn't kept such a close watch. Pretty Woman, by contrast, already declared a failure by Eisner, was produced for a relatively modest $14 million. Producer Gary Marshall had to fight the usual budget battles, but succeeded in keeping the tone of the film cheerful and upbeat, a modern-day Pygmalion in line with Katzenberg's vision for the film. A scene where Julia Roberts' character uses a trip to the bathroom to inject drugs was dropped. She flosses her teeth instead. Though Roberts' character is surely one of the most virginal prostitutes ever portrayed on film, some Disney executives were concerned that it glorified prostitution. "It's fantasy," Katzenberg responded with some exasperation. Pretty Woman opened in March 1990. Despite Disney's worries, Roger Ebert wrote in the Chicago Sun-Times that, "It's astonishing that Pretty Woman is such an innocent movie, that it's the sweetest and most open-hearted love fable since The Princess Bride. Here is a movie that could have marched us down mean streets into the sinks of iniquity, and it glows with romance." Only after he saw the opening weekend box office did Eisner concede the film might be a hit. Pretty Woman grossed $463 million worldwide, the most successful live-action film by far in Disney's history. Dick Tracy opened 3 months later, backed by an extraordinary $54 million marketing campaign. Reviews were mixed, praise for the stylish, brightly colored sets and costumes, but tepid reactions to the overall effect. The film grossed a respectable $100 million, which barely covered production and marketing costs. Merchandise tie-ins languished mostly unsold. Thoughts of turning Dick Tracy into an Indiana Jones-style franchise evaporated. The excitement at Disney over the success of Pretty Woman and the preoccupation with Dick Tracy helped disguise the disconcerting reality that during that same year, something went fundamentally awry with the Disney formula. The nearly unbroken series of profitable films abruptly ended. For the first time, some studio executives began